This is real country music. This is Top Country Hits, hosted by Raúl Tejero.
Before He Cheats, Antes de que me engañe, es grabada en el 2005 por Carrie Underwood. Es una canción de venganza. Ella le destroza el auto a su pareja porque supone que él la está engañando. Aunque fue un éxito, fue cuestionada por normalizar la violencia destructiva en una relación. Aquí del 2005, Carrie Underwood con Before He Cheats.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo.
En 1969, Bobby Gentry escribió y grabó Fancy, sobre una madre pobre que convierte a su hija en prostituta para sobrevivir. La hija se vuelve rica y la canción cuestiona la hipócrita sociedad de ricos, famosos y políticos que la condenan pero recurren a su compañía. Fue criticada por glorificar la prostitución, aunque según su compositora Bobby Gentry, es en realidad una canción sobre la resiliencia femenina. Aquí va, de 1969, Bobby Gentry con Fancy.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. And then I stepped into a satin dancing dress. It was split on the side, cleaned up to my hips. It was red velvet trim and it fit me good. And staring back from the looking glass was a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do. Please. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now don't let me down. Your mom's gonna help you move uptown.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Mama that little bit of perfume on my neck, and she kissed my cheek, and I saw the tears well up in her troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack, and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. Your paws run off and I'm real sick, and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? And just be nice to the gentleman, Fancy, and they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my ma. The night I left that rickety shack, 'cause the welfare people came and took the baby. Ma died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn, and plea, there was no way out. And it wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I did what I had to do, but I made myself a solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I might have been born just plain white trash, but Fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the street, and 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, it was.
Well, I charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat. And I ain't done bad. A lot of self-righteous hypocrites that would call me bad and criticize my mama for turning me out, no matter how little we had. And though I ain't had to worry about nothing for now 15 years, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ear. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Uptown. And I guess she did.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head.
1971, en Sunday Morning Coming Down, Kris Kristofferson retrató la soledad y el vacío de un domingo por la mañana, después de una noche de excesos. La frase, I'm wishing Lord that I was stoned, o sea, deseando estar volado o drogado, hizo que la canción fuera muy resistida en radios. Según Kristofferson, la frase refleja el estado emocional del narrador, una profunda soledad, resaca y desesperanza, al punto de desear estar drogado para escapar del dolor. Cuando Johnny Cash la quiso cantar en televisión, los productores le advirtieron que cambiara la letra y cantara deseando estar en casa. Cash le preguntó a Kristofferson si a él como su compositor le parecía aceptable el cambio, a lo que Kristofferson contestó que no, que cambiaba el sentido de la canción, y Cash la cantó en TV y sin censura. En los años 70, decir algo así abiertamente en una canción country y en televisión era escandaloso. Johnny Cash cantó esa línea sin censura en su show, lo cual fue visto como un acto valiente y rebelde en su momento. Aquí va la versión de Cash de Sunday Morning Coming Down.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair, stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I smoked my mind the night before, with cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small boy cussing at a can that he'd been kicking. I crossed the empty street, caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes the body feel alone. Oh, there ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound of a sleeping city sidewalk Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school, listened to the songs that they were singing. I headed down the road, somewhere far away, a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dream of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, oh, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something about a Sunday that'll make your body feel alone. Oh, and there ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound of a sleeping city sidewalk Sunday morning coming down.
En el año 2010, Eric Church graba Smoke a Little Smoke, una oda a fumar un poco de humo y desconectarse del mundo. El lenguaje no es explícito, pero el mensaje es claro. Algunas estaciones de radio decidieron no programarla por su apología indirecta al consumo de marihuana. Con ustedes del 2010, Eric Church con Smoke a Little Smoke.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel its way, wanna feel its way, and put some feel good in my soul. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. I want a little more right and a little less left. A little more right now, a little less what's next. Act like tomorrow's 10 years away, and just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. I set my sails for a new direction, but the wind got in my way. But my definition of change just ain't the same. I'm gonna sit around here, stay away from there. I'm gonna make pretend I just don't care. I could get up, go get her back, or maybe I'll just let her go. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. more. Yeah. Get the blues a spin, break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, find my glass, fill it up, take me back. Kick back, give a blues a spin, break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, strike my match, light it up, memory crash. Oh no, I don't know, baby, might take all night, better maybe break out that old rock and roll. Drank a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Gonna drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke, yeah.
Y así cerramos hoy nuestra cantina con este especial de algunas canciones censuradas o polémicas en la historia de la música country. Una muestra de que este género no solo habla de amor y desamor, camiones y cerveza, sino también de política, derechos, luchas y libertad. Nos encontramos en nuestra cantina y hasta entonces, no le aflojen al... Soy Raúl T., su cantinero musical, y les mando saludos desde... ¡Chau!
Hasta aquí Top Country Hits, lo mejor de la música country de todos los tiempos. Conducción, Raúl Tejeiro.